Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sam Pets Radio, Australia's coolest podcast network.
There's only three things I know on this bitch of an earth. The PS5 is big, the McRib is back, and you're listening to Hey Fam.
Hey, mamma mia.
Hey, fam. Welcome to Hey Fam. My name is Levins.
Hey, my name is
Angus. Angus Truscott's here.
The voice king.
The man of a million voices.
Yeah, I can do them all.
I'm the man of a million health conditions.
It's funny when I remember like watching TV in the 90s, because I'm a 90s kid. Mm. And it's funny when anyone does...
That's my favorite voice you do.
90s kid. 90s kid.
Go. Give us a little bit of it.
When anyone does like impressions, I always did late night host, which meant nothing to me. Like late night, you could tell the writers were in their 30s and were writing about their late night hosts.
Yep.
And it was just like...
Johnny Carson.
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And it's just like, that's when you... like a nice reminder that, you know, writing rooms are just full of 40-year-old, like, Jewish guys. And that's cool. I normalize that.
Respect. What's our writing, the makeup of our writing team like?
We got everyone who lost their jobs after Ghostbusters Answer the Call.
Yeah.
We got them in here.
And
we got them pumping out Hey Fam.
They all got offered to write on the new Ghostbusters movie and we didn't let them.
Well, yeah, no, we said no. We've also got I don't know. The Eternals, I guess.
Yeah, all we got nine of the Eternals. We won't tell you which ones.
It's been a week since I've seen Eternals and I'm still like, it feels like 2 months ago.
It felt like 2 months watching the Eternals.
It really did. How are you doing after...
Well, okay, here's the big question that I've been grappling with.
Mm.
And for those wondering, yes, we will get to me talking about my balls at some point soon. And maybe even the Spider-Man trailer.
Maybe.
But don't worry, definitely ball talk. Maybe Spidey's talk.
Yeah.
The big question that I've been pondering, and everyone at home right now should ponder this too. What's worse, Eternals or Wonder Woman 1984?
Yeah, boy, because they both have some real, like, insane moments.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder Woman 84, I might just,
they're both like, extremely long.
I'll edge out that as being better just because, like, she, like, rapes that dude's body.
Why it's better?
Well, no, it's just, like, has insane moments where you're just like, how is this in a movie? Like,
yeah.
The tropes of that movie are insane. That, the whole, like, Kristen Wiig being, like, you know, I'm a ditz in the office.
She's all thatted.
Yeah. It's a crazy movie. The 40-minute intro of her, like, she's competing all in the Olympics. Yeah. That sounds like one of those honest movie trailers bits.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Starring She's All Cat.
I would say something like that. But yeah, it's... I think Wonder Woman 84, just because...
Is worse or better?
It's better because it's like... They're both bad. But at least Wonder Woman 84 had like just like more... Like, what the fuck is going on?
I definitely
on
think
moments.
Eternals is the better movie of the two of those. It's not much of a congratulation, but...
Yeah, I would rather watch Wonder Woman 84 again. Just because it's like Pedro Pascal with this stone or whatever, making wishes. It's so weird.
Yeah, that I mean, both it's movies really are like... Movie. Both movies are filled with moments where I was like, who let this writing go through?
The best thing about...
Who read this script and thought, I can't wait to film this part.
The best thing about Wonder Woman 84 is... The entire cast is still smaller than just the cast that play the Eternals. Like, it's just easier to know what's going on. Like,
the cast names, and crew.
Cast and crew. Yeah. It's easier to remember names. Yeah. I would rather watch that again than Eternals.
There you go. One of life's great questions answered.
What would you rather watch again? Not which one do you like more?
I think you may have got me on a technicality. Even though I think Eternals is better, I would sooner watch, but instantly regret, Wonder Woman 1984.
Oh, totally.
I'd be like, oh yeah.
But at least the regret lasts less than Eternals. Eternals is much longer.
Is it?
Yeah, Eternals is like 4 hours, I think.
WW1984 runtime. Let's go.
Are you doing binge or no?
Dude,
binge?
It's Wonder Woman 1984 is 6 minutes shorter than Eternals.
It honestly felt a lot shorter.
No, it was the longest movie ever.
Was it?
Yeah.
I can't remember it. Eternals is still so fresh in my mind.
Yeah, well, you saw it a week ago. Oh, that's probably why.
But I've seen like 8 movies since it.
Run me through it. What movies have you seen?
I worked backwards. I saw Zola.
Okay.
Do you know Zola?
No.
It's that
Is it Nicolas Cage?
No. Remember a few years ago, there was like a woman that tweeted like
What if I just keep guessing actors?
Well, Nicholas Braun's in it. Okay. So I thought you were going to say that. Cousin Greg.
Oh, cool.
You know, remember a few years ago, there was like that stripper who tweeted like, oh, you won't believe this story.
And
So this guy, it got optioned into a film. She's like the executive producer. And it's that. It's just her tweets like brought to life. But like, it's very funny. It's very good.
Awesome.
A24 joint. Like, and Cousin Greg's in it playing basically Cousin Greg, but like a white guy who's
white,
like,
Cousin Greg, finally.
They're like Florida type of dude, like you know those,
island boy,
you know those chin strap beards,
yeah, sure,
that like the belt hanging out, big baggy jeans, like, and speaks like a African-American,
yep,
kind of Spring Breakers road trip type of movie.
Okay, yep,
good vibes. French Dispatch.
Okay,
new Wes Anderson.
It's like split into three parts, is that right?
It's like three short movies.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it suits him well.
Like how Darjeeling Limited had that short at the start?
Kind of, but not really. It's just like three short movies. Like, Bill Murray's like the editor of a magazine, but he's barely in it. It's like, it's a magazine and it's like issue. It's like, there's like a quick intro. It's like, it has a like note from the editor. It's like a New Yorker brought to life. So like,
I heard Jeffrey Wright is like rules in it.
He's so good in it. Yeah, cool. He's great. He's fantastic. Lea Seydoux's amazing in it. Fragile from Death Stranding.
Of course.
that was great. It was like the most Wes Anderson movie yet, and I think it's like it belongs in that Grand Budapest style where everything is like immaculately created.
Yeah,
like,
cool.
Insane cardboard sets where it's like, it's supposed to be a hotel in the background, but it's all like flat. Just like,
great.
So I think people will have a lot. It switches ratios too. Like, okay. When it's like set in a different time period, it's very similar to.
Also, not 30 likes to 400 likes.
No, Wes Anderson doesn't get ratioed by film Twitter. But I really, really liked it. I thought it was great. But I've seen people say like it's really hollow and stuff, and like, it's Wes Anderson.
That's what I want from his movies.
It's like and they're like, oh, it's overly, once again, an overly stylized film over substance, a simple story. It's like, that's what he's been doing since like Tenenbaums onwards, like essentially. He's like, cool, he has a style. It was like kind of when people complain about Tenet, not for the audio and stuff, but for being like very Chris Nolan.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
For being a confusing sci-fi story.
Yeah, it's like, have you seen this guy's movies before? Yeah, really dumb. Big fan. I saw one called Drive My Car, which was like a 3-hour movie. Talking of long movies, it was a Japanese film that was really good. And Dune. I think that's it. Oh, yeah, no, that's it.
Cool.
And I got Venom in 2 nights, which I'm still looking for a date.
Yeah, I was meant to be that.
Sorry, that was my symbiote.
Next time you have a burp on, try and say Eddie. Can you burp talk?
Yes. Eddie.
No.
Very glad I asked.
No, I can't.
It's
a hard one.
I used to be able to burp talk a lot when I was a kid. And one time during a Japanese class, we had pizza party at the end of the term.
Oh, yeah?
And I was like, yeah, I can burp the Japanese alphabet. And yeah, I was like, ka, ke, ku, ke, ko. And then I got to like, yo.
Did you shit your pants?
I vomited.
Oh, that's cool.
Threw up pizza all over the table.
That's so fucked. That's awesome.
And I don't burp talk as much now.
I don't know. I think I've watched some other stuff. I'm just doing a lot of viewing lately.
Yeah, I feel like you had a big period this year where you're like, I forget how to watch movies.
At home. I can't do it at home. I get distracted.
Yeah, actually, what are you talking about? Wonder Woman 1984 not feeling like a long movie to you. It took you 4 days to watch that movie.
Yeah, I think I treated it more like a mini series.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, cinema, I'm like, just I belong. That's where I need to watch movies.
Yep.
It's too hard otherwise. Just like, it's too hard. I don't know. There's like, I need like soundproof silence.
Oh, you get distracted by like everything around you.
Well, I hear like sirens go past, or like my cat walking around.
You do live in the hood.
Yeah, I live in a real, real dangerous part of town. I gotta knock people down who are like breaking in. No, I don't know what I'm talking about. No, I just get distracted.
You actually, like, I love it when you bail on a joke. I think it's probably one of my favorite facets of you.
Oh, it's nice. It's like I back out before. I'm like, no, this is not going anywhere. I like hit the backspace button.
Yeah.
It's funny because one thing I respect about you is your like ability to keep doing a joke and then explain it to me mm-hmm. and just get no reaction.
And then laugh at it myself because you won't.
Well, it's like at least I'm being honest. Like, you know, you can be in a bubble.
That was me laughing at my own joke, not your joke.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, it wasn't a joke either, so I would have corrected you. But what about you? What was the last thing? Oh, and Succession, obviously, which is like a fucking movie every night.
Yeah, I'm behind on Succession. Stupidly, I'm not behind on Morning Show.
Yeah, you really?
Just because there's one episode left.
Yeah.
With Succession, I'm like, I've accepted that I'm 3 episodes behind, and how good is it going to be when I catch up?
The best thing about Succession, and again, this is like not really a spoiler because you know the pacing of the show, they're just like getting around to the vote that was started in season one.
Yeah, sure.
Like,
yeah.
Just kind of getting to it, and it's halfway through season three. Like, I forget, like, I think I love about Succession that it's like there's no time jumps, really. It's just like,
it's so slow
it's
moving.
It's still about the takeover story point of with view. Like Stewie and everyone, and like the cruises. Like, I love the fact it's not like a clean start each season, and it's like, oh, we did like Me Too this season, this season. It's like, it's just been one story, which I think is really admirable, where a lot of times you'll have to like, you'll remember like a season arc to recall a season. But with Succession, it's kind of just like one big thing, which is kind of cool. I really dig that.
With our Morning Show at the start of this season, which we're now 9 episodes into of 10.
Yeah.
They were like, yep, we're filming this one just before COVID. Like, it's set just before COVID hits America. And
do you think some of the writers died from COVID, which is why
they send some
stupid.
Of the cast to Wuhan. They send some of the cast to Italy. And
legitimately,
and you're like, oh my god, all these people are going to get COVID. This is going to be insane.
Oh, I meant the right, like in reality.
Oh no. In the
I was
in,
like,
within
that's
the story.
Crazy.
And finally, at the end of episode 9,
someone got
a character
COVID.
Has COVID.
Is it just like the delivery boy who's been in all episodes?
No, it's a main character.
Yeah.
And that Reese Witherspoon's character came out as gay. And
good for them.
Her older girlfriend in the show, just before we learn that this other character has COVID, who she's been filming with, mentions that she has a heart condition.
That's a casual thing to bring up.
So I love that they like decided in this season.
Is Morning Show a Final Destination? Is everyone just like getting picked off?
I just love that, like, moments before, like the only reason they made Reese Witherspoon's character gay was so they could kill off her girlfriend.
Yeah. Keeping
it's a great show, man.
Yeah. Now, like, I didn't want to watch it in season one, but the like insanity of season two makes it sound like Morning Show 1984.
Absolutely. I think, yeah, the two, one, yeah, Wonder Woman 1984 and Morning Show share a lot
keep
of common
like,
bad
year
writing.
Suffixes for the Wonder Woman movies?
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say I don't think they're going to make another Wonder Woman movie.
What do you want? I would have like Wonder Woman 2001, just her flying that fucking invisible jet into the two towers, or like trying to block it, or somehow blaming it on Osama bin Laden.
I would love if someone from Square Enix got involved in the naming, naming
oh,
rules.
Oh yeah, and Dream Drop.
No,
nine,
so it's like
9/11.
Wonder Woman 1984.5.
Yeah, Wonder Woman 2001, 9/11, Never Forget, Dream Drops.
Yeah, but
first responder.
I haven't.
Wonder Woman would be a first responder.
Haven't been watching much lately. I yesterday had my big surgery.
The big snip. Are there any funny movies starring, like, I guess, Billy Crystal about vasectomies? Because, like, if there isn't, it sounds like something that's
would
really...
Would you cast him as the guy getting his nuts snipped or as the nut snipper?
It depends. Is he in... What movie snipper. Does he play a doctor in?
Analyze this. He's
more
a,
of a surgeon.
A shrink.
I imagine it a Billy Crystal, Robin Williams vehicle.
His character
Williams
in the Princess
Junior?
Bride.
Is Robin Williams in Junior as the doctor who delivers the baby?
Robin Williams is in Junior?
No, I'm asking.
I don't think so.
Robin Williams made like a cameo as he's like, hey, this is Robin Williams. Happy birthday, Levins. No, he made like a cameo in a, as a doctor in a movie. I swear.
It was Patch Adams.
No, it was like it was like cameo. A side character.
That's crazy. If it was,
and it was like a and he did like an accent, and I think it was like a romantic comedy. He did like one of his funny voices.
Yeah, Junior Robin Williams is. Oh wait, hold on. We're getting something coming up for it. Let's see. No, he was not in Junior. Sorry, Chief.
He wasn't in Junior. I wonder what it was. It's like a cameo. Oh, 9 months.
9 months, okay. Oh, another pregnancy movie.
Yeah, I knew it had
to do with... Is that Hugh Grant?
Yeah, I knew it had to do with Nuts and Robin Williams, but I think like a good Billy Crystal, Robin Williams movie about getting your bit snipped.
Oh man, can you imagine a Robin Williams impersonator like snipping at you?
Ooh.
Hold on there, buddy.
Hold on. Ooh, yeah. You could call it splitting the vas deferens, I think, which is nice because it's like splitting the difference.
Okay,
and
yeah, sure.
And obviously shrugging.
Mixed nuts.
Yeah, that could definitely be the tagline. It'd be like something about shooting blank. Oh, you know what it could be?
Shooting blanks.
It'd be called Shooting Blanks.
Yeah,
and it's about a... robbers, a duo of robbers, and they're like good robbers, i.e. they don't kill anyone or hurt anyone, and they shoot blanks.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure.
So it's shooting blanks, and then they accidentally show up to like a clinic. They hear there's money on site or something, but there isn't, and one of them ends up like getting ball surgery to like keep the like illusion up.
So this is not a movie that normalizes vasectomies. This is just a...
No, it's like a punchline.
Oh yeah, great.
Okay, no, it's sure. Like funny. It's like a funny thing. It's like how 9 months didn't normalize pregnancy, you know? It's like, it's funny. And then, for some reason...
Pregnancy
like,
as a concept wasn't accepted by society until a few years after 9 months.
Until Wonder Woman 1984.
Yeah.
When she says, like, when she had sex with a different man's body. That's when, like, the world accepted pregnancy. Yeah, I think it's a good movie. No women, just fellas. Matthew Perry, I guess, is, like, a patient.
Okay.
At the ball doctor.
So, yesterday when I had my surgery, they go in there, and I go in there, not they. They're already there, and I lie down on the table, and straight away, take your pants down, and he got like this like rubber band out and tied it around my dick.
Did it hurt?
No, it just kind of a little bit loosely, and then got like...
It'd be great if he's like
clamps.
Oh, this has nothing to do with the surgery. He's like, we just gotta...
This will just look really funny.
Yeah, this no, take a photo. It looks like a worm.
So it's basically to get it out of the way.
Yeah,
so
that pesky penis. Yeah, so this guy like deals exclusively in dick.
Yeah, this is like he went to Canada to learn how to do this amazing method of vasectomy.
Imagine being like a dick doctor.
Yeah. Well, you're a ball doctor. You're not a dick doctor.
Well, I mean, you can't really have one without the other. You've just learned, right? Like, it's, you know, you have to get the dick out of the way to get...
Exactly.
To the...
Yeah. You know, yeah.
We like, why don't you just cut it off while you're here, doc, if it's annoying you so much?
So he clamped, he tied the rubber band to a clamp and then clamped that to my t-shirt. So that was holding my dick
That's
up.
A good technique.
So I was lying on my back.
Did he, can I ask a personal question?
Please.
Did he suck your dick?
No, it was tight. The rubber band was in the way. He tried, and he was I should have done this first. I
got like, why have I put this down?
I did shave my balls 2 days before the procedure. Yeah. I think I did a really good job. He didn't mention that it was
Optimus
a bad
Prime
job.
Optimus Prime into it.
Yeah.
The Autobots logo. He's like, a fellow Transformer head.
Yeah. He's like, I'm more of a Decepticon man myself.
Yeah, he pulls down his pants and he's got like the Decepticon logo shaved in his pubes.
Oh yeah, he like takes one look at my dick and then he goes like,
yeah.
So then he had to betadine the area. Betadine is like this like antiseptic.
So he brown faced your dick.
That's what I was gonna say. He put so much of this brown paste on my area.
Also, you sent me the photo, not of your dick, but of the doctor. He was a person of color.
He was.
Do you think he was doing it to familiarize?
I was worried that my dick was
going to
get...
Was he going to call you out? Was he going to cancel you?
Yeah, I know my dick was going to get cancelled for brown, that's brown balls.
That's hilarious. It's just like, you're like, oh, does this help?
But he just kept going back to the betadine. And like, that shit is cold. And he would have applied four separate layers of betadine. I
mean, you could have cleaned. Well,
it's good, exactly. Yeah, it's antiseptic.
Like, he's operating like near your gooch, right? Like... Between your cock and the ball bag.
No, like on the ball bag.
So he's going in the bag.
Yeah. So what they do is they make a small incision in the ball bag and then they pull out your vas deferens.
Do you see it or hear it?
Here's the thing. You smell it.
What's your dick smell like?
Because it cauterizes the wound.
Oh, okay. So, it just smells like...
Like burning flesh.
Okay. But you mean like you could smell like cum and stuff?
No.
Did cum come out?
No. I don't know. I couldn't... So, he kind of like puts this like...
Do you reckon he like feels weird about nutting? Do you think he's like... So, it's like someone that works at a pizza place probably like doesn't like
I just think
pizza.
He doesn't bring his work home with him, you know?
It'd be hard. But he does. He has a dick and balls. It's like if you work at a pizza place, you come home, you're not taking home the
dough.
How
funny would it be if he didn't, he has a wife and kids and doesn't believe in vasectomy. He's just,
his wife has like 12 kids. Yeah. He doesn't know Nut November.
He's like, oh, no way. Have you seen what I do all day?
He's like, are you kidding me? No way. No, I fuck up sometimes. He's like,
yeah.
Fuck.
So
I had an uncle who's a doctor and he like didn't go under the, he like wasn't operated on until this year. He's in his like 70s.
Wow.
He was like, I don't want to be operated.
He was
on.
Like, now I'm going to get a vasectomy.
Yeah. He's like, now I want my penis.
The 70.
Yeah.
So they inject like anesthetic into your ball sack.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
Does it hurt the first time?
The first, yeah, it was like a weird feeling. And also like, yeah, he needed to like locate the vas deferens.
Did it make your balls feel big?
Dude, it felt fucking nuts. If it was like someone was strangling me, but from the dick.
That's how I feel every day.
And
that's what cancel culture does to you, dude.
Then he was like, okay, now if you want to watch something or listen to something, because he told me to bring like my musical gadget.
But for him as well, was it like, where are you up to in Squid Game?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I started watching this new show called Fairfax.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that.
It's a cartoon.
Set on Fairfax, right?
Prime Video. Yeah, set on Fairfax in LA.
Voice cast was cool. I haven't watched it yet. But
yeah, voice cast is wild. It's like... Jabuki is one of the voices.
That's wild.
It's like about a bunch of teenage kids who are obsessed with street culture and they're hype beasts basically. They're waiting on new drops from Supreme, except it's not called Supreme, it's called Latrine. Funny.
Very good. It means toilet in the French language, right?
And it's one of those ones where like maybe two thirds of the jokes, they're not awful, but they're not that funny. You know, you can watch a Rick and Morty or a show like that.
Watch a Rick and Morty, there's like 8 to 12 good jokes per episode.
So, similar ratio for this.
Ratioed.
So, this episode, it ratioed me so hard, I had to stop watching. One joke made me laugh so much.
Did your balls pop out?
Well, they were like, whoa, is everything okay? Because I like jolted, like laughing.
You're like, yeah, bro, your mouth isn't close enough to my dick. Did you fart on
that? I did fart.
Did you?
No, I didn't fight it. Fucking hell.
Man, I kind of wish I came. I mean, from my dick, but came to watch.
Well, so next time I do, there's going to be blood in my cum. That's what the doctor tells you. He's like,
I have a friend who...
Don't be alarmed. It's
said
very
they
normal.
Had blood in their cum, but they didn't have this surgery. But was telling me and my other friends that it's like super normal. And we're like, yeah, it's not. And they were like, yeah, when I like jerk off, there's just like blood in my cum.
Oh my God, that's no good.
And we're like, yeah, you should like get that checked out. And they're like, no, it's probably a stomach infection. It's like, what? No, it's not. Like, cum isn't made in the stomach.
But yeah, so then I couldn't feel the pain, but I could feel the nerve endings.
Yeah, that's hectic.
Which was odd. So I just knew that something was happening there. So I was, I just wanted distractions. So I watched that episode until...
So it's not in pain anymore?
It's in like my, it's a bit swollen and like I have to walk like a cowboy. So I don't want like my balls to brush my legs as I walk.
Oh, cowboy. Oh, hey, sheriff. Oh, there's a new deputy.
Oh, you're watching the Jabuki show.
Oh, Fairfax.
it's actually a lot less painful now than I was expecting it to be.
Oh, that's good. Well, you know, tomorrow night is a dinner that requires your balls there, which we're going
to.
Yeah.
Well, just my balls have been invited to Noon's birthday.
Have you been there before where we're going?
Porcine? No.
Oh, don't say that. People might show up.
They won't. It's fine.
No, they might.
They might. Okay.
They might.
Okay. Well, everyone forget Hungry that Jacks. I just said it because I don't want to edit.
Yeah, don't edit.
Hungry Jack's on George Street.
Don't we'll come to the thing.
Yeah.
What's on George Street, is it?
No, Hungry Jack's.
Oh, no. I was like...
Actually, not there anymore. Hungry Jack's on George Street.
Yeah, it's bizarre, isn't it? It's on Pitt Street now.
It's a lot less Hungry Jack's in the world than there were 5 years ago.
There was actually, I noticed there was a Hungry Jack's, like, cup out the front of your house. Some fool.
Oh, yeah. I keep meaning to
I saw that
pick
today.
That up and throw it in the bin, but I'm like, oh, I've had a vasectomy.
Yeah, I've had a vasectomy.
I'm not doing shit for a while.
Let the people I made pre-vasectomy pick it up.
Yeah,
hey,
exactly.
Those damn kids.
Kids, get out of bed. Yeah. Pick up that cup.
Fuck. Well, we're going to dinner tomorrow night.
Yeah.
It's nice, isn't it?
So, yeah, apologies to anyone that just got a big slice of dick talk before their Spidey trailer analysis, but we're here to normalize vasectomies. It's actually very woke of us to talk about dicks.
Yeah, I think it's normal to do it. It'd be interesting to see. I don't have children, and so I wonder if I shoot blanks. Not that I'm, like, impregnating people, but...
Yeah, everyone's wondering that about you, actually.
Mm. Yeah. My ratio is zero like, children to your two.
Yeah, everyone's like, man, he's the man of a million impressions, but how many kids is he going to be able to foster?
None.
I got in trouble for posting about it on Instagram from my wife. She was like, why'd you post it on Instagram? Yeah, I was like...
What did you do? Like, funny photo?
I just said... the photo's sick. I sent it to you. It's like me taking a photo, a selfie with the doctor throwing the shuckers up.
Oh, yeah.
Post-surgery. And I said, just had a vasectomy, AMA. And like, there's so many comments, and most of the comments are just people I know tagging their husbands or boyfriends. Yeah.
Oh, man. You just reminded me of a funny photo.
Oh, yeah? I can't wait to...
What was it?
We always talk about an old TV show in Australia called Hey Hey, It's Saturday, who had many bizarre segments, one of which was Red Faces, which is like a talent show featuring bogans from all around Australia, like singing a song or wearing blackface to a national audience. But they also just had a segment called Funny Photos.
Oh, really? And it was just people send in shit?
It was spelt P-F-U-N-N-Y.
Oh, that's right.
Then P-H-O-T-O. Like, why wouldn't... If you want to do the P thing, do P-H funny.
That's big rove energy, isn't it? Very weird. I've always found it.
And it was just called Funny Photos, and it was just fun. They would just look at funny photos that people send in.
I was out at dinner in, like, where I grew up, like, a few weeks ago when I went down there for a bit after, like, Borders opened again.
Yep.
Not the bookstore, but Borders.
R.I.P. Does that exist anywhere in the world anymore?
No, I don't think it does. I worked at one for a few years. But I was at dinner at like a local, you know, it was the restaurant's first night since lockdown. It's like a good local restaurant. We're eating there. And then my friend's mother was there. And I don't really speak to this person that much. You know, it's like a high school friend. They live there. We speak a little bit. But his mum came over and was like, I actually went up to her. I was like, oh, hi. How you doing? Blah, blah. And she's like, oh, we'll have to take a photo to send my son. Like, and he's like a dad now. He now has two kids. He's married.
Disgusting.
Same age as me. And...
Has he had a vasectomy?
I don't know. I'll find out. But that's a photo. And I just thought straight away. I didn't know what to do with my hand.
Yeah. This is a photo with Angus with just like a regular mum who's like in her going out clothes. Like she's having a nice special
dinner.
I'm just
in my normal shit.
Angus was wearing a Pam top and Pam shorts.
Matching with the same logo.
And then you're throwing up a gang sign?
No, it's the shocker.
Oh my God, you're doing two in the pink one and the stick.
Yeah, and then about 10 minutes later, he just sends me, I barely speak to him, he goes, nice hand gesture, cunt. So his mum's obviously sent him the photo. And he goes, you sick fuck, funny shit. He's like a guy, just thought it was like amazing.
That's so good.
And it's like the first contact I've had with him in years. And it was him prompting, just going, you're fucked. Like, I don't talk to him. He just like found me on Instagram.
That's so funny. So he wasn't he didn't even already follow you on Instagram.
But like, he just like, he like typed me in. Like, we weren't chatting. Yeah. And I was just like, I did it. And I was like, hey, watch this. Watch what happens. I guarantee I'll hear from him in 10 minutes. Boom, phone goes off and he's like, you're fucked.
You should ask him just unprompted now.
Have you had a vasectomy?
Yeah,
I'll ask. He has got two kids.
So. Yeah, I could recommend a good doctor.
I'd love to come and watch. Yeah. You could probably do it now.
I was tempted at one point, like, do I bend over and have a look?
Do you do the favor? Do you go, can I do yours now to the doctor?
I wasn't as forward as that. I was pretty nervous.
I would like to have a look at his and just like, because you can really trust a doctor who's got the same scars that you end up with, if you catch my drift.
Okay, yeah, sure.
They've gone through it. They know the feeling.
He was like, here are the common problems that you might get from this. And he was like, and I'll tell you now.
No kids.
No one has had like these problems with me in like for many years.
That's it. For many years. So yeah. He had a dark past where he was like.
Well, like, you know, I feel like sometimes it's like body reliant as opposed to like a procedure reliant. So
Yeah. Tight.
Yeah.
Well, tight, no, you can't wear tight clothes.
Loose clothes. I'm shooting a segment for Sunrise tomorrow.
What?
For like a dinner thing that I'm involved in Parramatta in a few weeks. And they're like, you know, can you wear like, you know, a suit jacket, fuck shirt off. And pants? And I was like, no, I can't. I'm wearing matching Pam shorts and a matching Pam shirt.
I should be your wardrobe guy for these things. And just do the shocker. And so,
for every shot.
Tekashi.
Like, we have to like drink a drink and eat food at one point, and I'll try and drink it.
Can you do it?
Drink it while doing the shocker.
Yeah, can you do that?
All right, okay. That's the Hey Fem challenge. I'll try and sneak. Like this. I'll try and sneak a shocker into the segment. That's great.
Mm. And if they go, what's happening? And you go, oh, it's my religion. They don't question
that. One of my fingers got a vasectomy too. I can't use it.
Yeah. Oh, this is, I'm paying respect to the child I won't have. And this is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
This is our four family members. This is would have been our fifth one, but I'm not allowed to have it now.
Love it.
Yeah.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
So did you see the Game Awards were announced today?
Yeah, I just thought that was like already on. Like,
no, it's like that Jeff Keighley thing.
Who is he? I know he's in Death Stranding, but yeah. I know nothing else about him. So I know that everyone calls him by his full name.
He can't just say his name Jeff.
You can't. And that's the problem.
Well, like, Reggie, what did he do? An iconic first name. Yeah, yeah.
What did Miyamoto, he do? Is he like a game maker or something?
He's like game press dude. He's just always been like writing.
So like one of the like most annoying jobs you can have.
As a game, like the game journalist?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Did you see the short list of Game of the Year nominees? I think you've played all of them.
Ratchet, Res Evil Village. Well, no, I can't remember.
Okay, actually, Metroid Dread. You haven't played. Deathloop, It Takes Two. Metroid Dread. Psychonauts 2. Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart and Resident Evil Village.
All right. It's okay, isn't it? It's not... I mean, it's a reflection of the year, isn't it? That like...
Yeah. Well, they're all pretty solid games.
I haven't played It Takes Two. I've got it, though.
Well, actually, you know what? Of all those games, I've played four of them. Deathloop, yeah. Dread, Psychonauts 2, and Ratchet and Clank.
Oh, did you finish Psychonauts?
I didn't finish. I played a bunch of it. I didn't finish Deathloop either.
Was it good?
Psychonauts is super fun. Yeah, I just haven't had the time to dedicate to it.
Turn me off.
I think you'd like it, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think you would get over it pretty fast.
I would, definitely. We all know I get over that stuff. Yeah. But it's also like a sense of pride I have where I must.
But like for me, easily, Metroid Dread is the clear winner.
Likewise.
That.
That or like, Deathloop.
Yeah. Deathloop, I need to get back to.
Deathloop is sick. I might, for me, maybe just for like originality, Deathloop. Metroid is like just a great game.
So honed. It's
a honed craft, yeah. But I do like the Deathloop was just like, it felt next gen.
Yep. Are there any games missing from that list that you would put in there?
No.
No Returnal?
Well, you know what? I was going to say Returnal, but then I just was about... Then I realized Deathloop to me is a better Returnal.
I don't think Ratchet and Clank belongs on there.
Like, I don't either. I'd actually put Returnal above Ratchet and Clank.
I really enjoyed it. I just like... It wasn't anything new. It was...
just a very polished version of a game.
Yeah, but not in a like amazing way that Dread was.
No.
I think those two are very similar in that they are like taking an old franchise and...
Yeah, tying up a story and
exactly,
stuff.
Yeah. But this was, I don't know, I found... No, I'm Ratchet and Clank, like, I finished, I platinumed it, as did you, but, like, looking back at that, it's not one of my highlights of the year.
Agreed. It was, like, yeah, even Miles Morales felt, like, more, and that was, like, an add-on.
Side.
Fuck, have you seen all the GTA trilogy stuff?
Dude, I can't believe...
I'm, like, so morbidly curiously wanting to, like, just play it to see...
It has, like, a worse score on Metacritic than Cyberpunk now.
It's been pulled from PC, I think,
yeah,
as well.
Like how funny is, that PC of all of them is like where
yeah,
it's
apparently it's like dog shit, which is really funny considering...
Yeah, well, it's insane that that GTA 5 runs better on PS3 than GTA...
I saw a tweet saying that. It was like so true. It's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane. I don't know what happened and I don't like care enough to look into it, but it is just funny to see like...
Well, it wasn't actually Rockstar.
Right.
It was done by a different company.
Oh, who?
I don't know.
The Cyberpunk crew.
Yeah.
You guys need some
CD
good press.
CD Projekt Red.
You guys need some good press. How about you work on a GTA game that
game everyone already loves?
They're fire, guys. Don't worry. Yeah. I saw some of the like glitches, not even glitches, like apparently the character designs are like heinous. If you see
they look
them.
Worse than Psychonauts characters.
That's what I thought. They were Psychonauts pictures. One looks like that dude. Remember that like African-American guy with like no neck?
Yeah.
Why they look like that?
Yeah, it's insane. Like there's a girl, a female character that's like just looks
in a bikini, right? And she's got like massive tits.
Yeah. There's that. It's insane.
Yeah, and her head's like a pinhead, but she has this like grimace-esque body.
I reckon they just wrote like a rendering code and then just applied it without like 100%. Tweaking. Yeah.
And the rain, have you seen the rain? How it just like is a flat screen.
Yeah.
No matter where you go, it's just like this. Yeah, it looks insane. It's like you have the GTA 5 engine. Why didn't you use that?
And like so many crashes, apparently. Like it's. Wow. Yeah. Crazy that like such a massive high profile fuck up like this happened again.
Because what's the last thing Rockstar have published? I mean, it's Red Dead 2, right?
Red Dead 2, yeah.
Which is like a masterpiece game. That's like one of the best games of the last 10 years.
And was like almost devoid of like crashes.
It was not, I had none when I played. Yeah. And yeah, that was such an enjoyable game. I wonder, what do you think they'll do? Do you think they'll ever do another GTA or not? They'll just keep expanding on 5 online.
I think like the goodwill towards Rockstar will wane.
Oh, it's waned completely. I know like one of the like head honchos has left in the last year or so, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, I know, but that's it. Like, I think it'll wane to the point where they start making less money and that's when they'll announce a new thing.
Yeah. It's like GTA now is like, it's a remnant of a different time when, you know, like... Yeah, they're fun games, but it's just like, I think people want more now. Like,
totally.
Red Dead, you know, like, Red Dead 2 is similar to, like, the new God of War. You know what I mean? It's just, like, that extra level of, like, storytelling, acting, stuff like that. GTA almost feels like it's just, if you made one now, it just would be, like, I don't think you could beat 5 in terms of, like, pushing it forward. And that, like...
Well, unless you did one set in the past.
Yeah,
but like Vice City is my favorite one.
Yeah, sure.
That's why I was like, you know, considering getting the trilogy before all the controversy. But
I'm like, do you think a silly game they just land now? Because like back then they were funny, but now, like, I don't know, do people want that from a game now?
Well, if people, I mean, there still is humor in God of War. There still is. Like, I think if you did another game that was influenced by Scarface in the 80s, I think people would like it a lot. Or like a 70s one, even.
A 90s one.
Yeah, man, 90s one would be rough.
Do a 90s rule. One, yeah.
That's what's
going
on. I
don't know, I wonder, like, yeah. I reckon, okay, there you go. It'll be a 90s one. We've already called it. but do you think it's just, there's enough there? Or do you think they'll just keep doing like expansion packs for...
I think they will eventually see diminishing returns on doing that. Mm. I don't know how long that will take.
I'm far more interested in a Red Dead 3 than any GTA.
Did Red Dead Online game Steam? Do people
put they never do. Yeah, right. Which is fine, I think.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's okay.
No one wants to ride horses online.
Well, yeah, I don't know. It actually looked fun. You get like posses and shit and you like meet up with your boys and like just go around and rob people.
You know what I've been playing again?
No.
Animal Crossing. Me and the kids.
Oh, you got the DLC?
Well, I heard it came out and hearing really good things about it. And like, you know, you can get Brewster, the cafe and all that stuff. And then I was like, oh yeah, I'll load up Animal Crossing and see if I, you know, any of the DLCs there for me yet. And because I never got KK Slider... nothing is there yet.
Oh shit, really?
So I was like, I'm gonna look up like how much have I actually got to do to get KK to visit my town. Oh, he visited this morning.
Oh, okay.
We only started playing again 3 days ago. The main reason we got back into it though is because Tilly's obsessed with Sanrio characters now. Entirely my fault. I was really pushing him super hard because I just think that they're just the sickest designs ever.
No surprises there.
But they made amiibo cards of all the Sanrio characters. So like Hello Kitty.
All right.
Pompompurin, Cinnamoroll. And like you can get a villager dressed in clothes that make them look like a Sanrio character.
How do you
character.
Get the cards?
I bought them from EB Games.
Yeah, right. A cool Nintendo grift.
Yeah. I've been playing like Animal Crossing shitloads and I love it.
Wow, you love it.
It's so funny. I was like so
that's
anti
me
it.
Last year.
I was so anti it last year.
That's so fucking funny.
Well, I think because last year I was playing it during lockdown, so my kids were always around and they sucked shit at video games the last year, and so it was really infuriating to watch them play. And
what are you liking about it?
I just, you know,
not judging because I know of course I played like 200 plus hours.
So many hours into it, yeah. I think I'm just liking just like ticking off the little tasks. And now that I'm like building bridges and ramps and getting all the new townspeople to move in. So like all I needed to do to get three stars to get cake out of it. Yeah. I just did 10 people or something in my town. And as soon as that happened, then I got 3 stars and KK visited. And anyway, tomorrow I think someone speaks, like, Isabel's going to be like, hey, like,
oh, yeah,
you can do this now. You can do this now. You can do this now. And I think you need to go find Brewster, who runs the cafe, by getting in Cap'n's boat.
Oh, okay.
And he takes you to an island where Brewster's, like, looking for gyroids, which are those, like, little funny-looking cactus dudes.
Oh, I know. I sunk hundreds of hours.
But yeah, I'm back on the Animal Crossing.
That's so funny. Wow, I love the plot twist that we both had with Animal Crossing.
Yeah, and it's like, it's so relaxing to play it with the kids now.
My island is fucked, so I'm just like, I don't want to open it.
What's fucked about it?
Oh, it's just like dirty. There's just like weeds everywhere.
Well, you can put an ordinance in place that the townspeople have to weed.
Can you?
Yeah.
How long does it take? Like a day or something?
I don't know.
Yeah, right. I might check that out. I've got like a billion bells in my house.
If you don't want to go back, can you give me your bells?
No.
Damn it.
Of course not. Absolutely not. I spent way too long on Reddit getting those.
So yeah, like, that's right. So how did you get rich in Animal Crossing?
I would...
Was it turnips?
Or buy
was
turnips, it? Yeah. And then people would be like, my turnips are selling for like... And like the exuberant amounts. And then you would have to like queue and go to their island and wait out like a while. And then you could go in and sell them and stuff. So I would do that a lot. And then... with half of the money I'd make, I'd put half in the bank and then buy a turnip for the other half. And then just like, I did that for like a few months straight. So wow. I ended up with like over a billion.
That's so boring.
Yeah, it was. But I was doing it while working. So I just like have my Switch next to me and was just like, not like on a TV or anything. Just like,
yeah, I'm looking up like get rich quick guides for Animal Crossing. I made a tarantula, a scorpion island.
Yeah, yeah, they're last sick. Night. You just get heaps and then they sell for quite a bit.
Yeah, 1,000 a pop.
Yeah, I got a few of those.
Anyway, it's a fun game. I take back everything I said about it last
year.
It's
really funny.
So let's talk about Spider-Man Far... No Way Home.
No way,
Jose.
The trailer came. This movie is getting...
I didn't.
So much. You can't. Yeah. This movie is getting insane amounts of like hype and press. Like they had cinemas booked out to watch the trailer last night, I think, in the States.
What movie was it showing before?
Well, I think you did. No, there was none. You just go and see like the
How
trailer.
How much you have to pay?
None. I think it was like fan events.
Oh, okay,
that were like
right.
Come and watch it like live.
Before. That's so funny. It was like a 3-minute trailer, pretty long.
Yeah, I'm sure they played it more than once. And I think like Tom Holland was at one and stuff.
Okay, right.
Yeah, they're really they're hammering this movie. It's like not in a bad way. It's just like, damn, they're really like going, this is the big one.
Well, I think, yeah.
Sony's behind it, like the marketing.
Yeah, and I think it's like of all the movies to potentially make $1 billion this year.
Oh, it's
this
the only
is
one.
Probably the only one that could do it,
yeah,
timing wise and cast wise and hype wise.
So there's been rumors forever about all Spider-Man lives matter.
Yep.
They're not in the trailer, which I think is a good thing. And I don't care if they're in the movie or not. Personally, I'm just like excited to have a Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, I think I'm less worried about this not being as much about Tom Holland as like I think people are worried it's going to be a Toby and Andrew's movie.
Absolutely not. If they're in it, they'd be in it for 15 minutes, I think.
At most.
And it's a 3-hour movie, apparently.
Fuck. See, the thing is, I'm kind of keen for a 3-hour Tom Holland Spider-Man
Same,
movie.
Same, because we haven't spent a lot of time with him being Spidey. You
That's know, the thing, like, when everyone was complaining about how long Endgame was going to be.
Yeah. I was like, where's Spider-Man? He was only in it for 10 minutes.
But I'm fine with Endgame being as long as hell, because it's just, you know... Just that
the fucking boys.
Just pure crack.
Yeah.
But then, like with Eternals where it's like introducing a whole bunch of characters.
Absolutely not.
I don't want that to be long.
I honestly don't think we're going to get an Eternals 2. I think that'll just be limited.
I reckon they do it as a series.
I reckon that'd just be in other people's movies. Like they any just, cosmic stuff, you'll get like two
but
Eternals.
Can you imagine like James Gunn, can the Eternals show up in your movie? Fuck
like, no.
I've already got 12 characters.
Yeah.
I don't need another 10.
Thor, I don't know. Yeah. I have no idea. I don't think it's going to get another movie. Or if they do, it's going to be like drastically rejigged.
Yeah.
Which, they've done before. Ragnarok.
Yeah.
Just give it like, make it weird. The problem with Eternals, I know we've gone back to the problem with Eternals, it wasn't weird. It wasn't Kirby-ish. Like, it didn't look weird or strange.
Oh, it was just so dull. Everything was dull about it.
It was the dullest movie ever. Anyway, it's not something that's not dull. Something that does look comic booky.
But the thing is, like, critics look at what Spider-Man is and that they're like, oh, I've had enough of superhero movies.
Yeah.
But this is like superhero movies done right.
Yeah.
This one is anyway.
This is like, it looks to be like Endgame / Infinity War Part 2. Like the next eventual step.
Yes, for sure.
Like it looks earned. And what's interesting, it's not even if the rumors are true anymore, it is actually carried over. This is the genius move, is it's carried over characters that are established in other iterations of this movie, which I think is a masterstroke because it means we don't have to like jump to a Sinister Six story and feel like A,
who are these people?
Who are all these people? B, tell all of their fucking origins, their tragic backstories in one movie, yeah. Or get it in like five films time once we've met all of these characters. It's yeah, like
totally.
The fact they're coming, like the meta-ness of saying like, yeah, you all know who these actors are and characters.
Yeah.
I love. I think that's so good. And I think so many other studios are kicking themselves for not having like Mr. Freeze or Riddler, like all these like iterations that were mocked of our characters come back in like one. Like it is the first time a live action movie has done this, I think, to this scale.
Yeah, for sure.
It's insane. Like the fact like Alfred Molina's like got several lines just in the trailer is crazy.
Well, I mean, I think they're going to do... Like, I reckon he's going to turn good,
I think,
right?
He's going to... Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I think that, yeah, maybe if you're going in expecting all of the villains to come back and have very meaty roles...
I don't think... He's obviously going to have a connect... I think he's going to, like...
I think is going to be, like, one of the main characters.
And I think he's going to bond with Peter because of his bond with Peter.
Yeah.
Like, with Toby's Peter, and maybe try to, like, right some wrongs. And I think he might be responsible for this on his end, maybe.
Okay.
Because didn't they say, like, all these Spider-Men have died... All these people have died at the hands of Spider-Man.
See, I'm looking forward to, like, the extreme, like, comic book gymnastics they're going to have to do to explain how a wish... Like, a magic spell that Peter does to make everyone forget him has led to villains from... dead villains...
Yeah.
Coming to his planet.
So, it means timelines, time travel, because it looks like maybe they're traveling before the deaths.
Yeah.
Or, like, Electro does look different to his... In-universe appearance.
How much fucking better does he look?
It looks like Electro. The fact he has in that shot, the star.
Spikes. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I noticed Melina's arms are, like, red. Do you think he's got, like, Stark tech in this universe?
Possibly,
because in some
yeah.
of the shots, he's just got metal... Regular arms. And in other shots, he looks like he has, like, Stark armor on it. And I'm like, maybe he was, like... You know, maybe there's no Tony Stark in their universe.
So, yeah.
Like
I reckon he has that big fight... On the highway that we've seen in the trailer so
the
far,
start.
And then yeah, we see him go, "You're not Peter Parker,"
yeah,
and then he actually talks to this Peter,
yeah,
and then that the next scene where we see him
like locked up or whatever,
well he's locked up, he's just on the other side of the room, I think, mm. and he's like, you know, I'm Otto Octavius, and then
that's
in front of
bit.
His name.
That is a good bit.
Well, I mean, isn't it exactly the same bit where Tom Holland made fun of Stephen Strange?
Did he?
In
oh
Endgame.
No! That, yeah, he's like, "What's your? Can we stop using code names?"
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Well, not Endgame, Infinity War. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think by the time he gets to that scene, he's like having second thoughts about being a baddie.
Totally.
Even though he looks straight baddie.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It looks sick. Yeah. I'm so glad Willem Dafoe's Goblin costume's the same.
He has such a long bit of like dialogue in,
yeah,
his, in the trailer.
And it's like new dialogue too. You know how sometimes they'll just use old dialogue?
Yeah, yeah. But we don't see him with his mask off, huh?
No. Well, there's a shot where there's someone like flying with a visor on. I reckon that's him. Because there's no way they'll have James Franco's
that would be so funny.
New Goblin.
How funny that like the young guy was the one that got cancelled, not like old
yeah.
old Hollywood Willem Dafoe.
Well, they're better at keeping secrets.
Who
else? We got Sandman. Well, we don't see Thomas Hayden Church. We just see like
a Sandman face.
The CG.
That would be... I mean, I love Thomas Hayden Church.
Oh, man.
I actually really liked his portrayal of the character.
Yeah, too. I mean, like, the worst thing was... The only bad thing was the retconning that he killed Uncle Ben.
Oh, of course. That was stupid as hell.
Yeah, where they took it away from being random thug and made him a business partner of Thomas Hayden Church, and then turn it to like a crime of passion because he wanted to see his daughter or some shit. Remember?
Yep.
Where it's like, that's dumb. Like that was like in Batman 89, Jack Nicholson's Joker killing the Waynes.
Yeah,
it's
totally.
Like, no, it's supposed to be just like the fact it's a nobody is what makes it like important.
Yeah. Joe Chill.
Yeah. Chill.
Amazing
I know.
Name.
What a chiller. But yeah, dude, what else we got? I mean, we obviously got... there's a shot of Happy. We got Happy in there. We
J.
got
J. Jonah Jameson. I love the part where
J. Jonah Jameson.
I swear he like looks up at some carnage happening, and then like he's like
smiling.
I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, that's sick.
I'm looking forward to like Alfred Molina or someone like seeing J. Jonah Jameson and being like, oh, he's exactly the same here, is he? Like,
yeah, he's the same in every universe or something. Like a prick. Do you think that they're all going to be from the universes we know, or do you think they're going to be playing on the variant thing introduced in Loki, where like some versions of these characters will look the same?
Yeah, I think it's just going to be like, you know, like, yeah, the ones that they could get will look the same, but the ones that they couldn't, don't worry about
it. But they've all got the actors. Like, they have all the actors.
Oh, okay, right. They're just going to have different costumes and stuff sometimes, yeah.
Well, yeah, like, they have Jamie Foxx. They have...
How funny, yeah, Jamie Foxx rocking up to the first day of set with, like, his blue makeup kit. Like, oh, actually, Jamie...
I actually feel really happy for him because, like, that character was so maligned, that version.
God,
like,
that movie is fucking stupid.
Oh, I am so curious to watch it again because it is, like, bonkers insane, that movie.
Yeah.
It's like the Amazing Spider-Man series is fucking crazy. I remember I was doing some like reading the other night, just like its inception and like how Spider-Man 3 was like critically panned. So they were like, okay, we're going to reboot it because Raimi couldn't get the script for 4 in time. And
how many years are there between Spider-Man 3 and Amazing Spider-Man?
I think like 4 years, 4 or 5.
Jesus, wow.
Yeah, and then I guess they were like pre-Sony email leaks, but they were just like, we're going to make it like Twilight was a big inspiration for that series. Right. They're like, we want young teenage lovers. And it's just like, damn, it feels like a movie made 10 years ago, doesn't it?
When you think about
it, it's like very, remember there's like a Coldplay song in it?
Oh, the soundtrack, I remember even on the first movie, there's like a very like shitty modern rock song that plays like when like Peter's like, really happy because MJ, I mean, sorry, because
yeah.
Gwen, like, you know, said, wrote him back an SMS That's or some right. shit. Yeah.
What do you, so what else, what's in the trailer? It's just like money shots, isn't it?
Yeah, lots of big,
there's like
big
a big
spooges.
Statue of Captain America being erected in New York.
Yep.
That's dope. I got Ghostbusters vibes.
well, it looks like, so I'm just trying to piece together what the plot's going to be. So,
and you know they're not showing us anything.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. With like, I remember when the first when Homecoming, the first trailer came out, and we were like, "Fucking Sony, they've just shown off the entire movie in the trailer," and there was so much more to that movie than that trailer.
The monster twist.
Like, I remember, if you go back and listen to us like speculating on that movie, we were like,
"We're probably wrong."
We are absolutely. We're like piecing together, and we're like, "Oh, the big finale is that boat scene."
Oh yeah,
and that happens so early.
That
on
happens
in
like
that
halfway
movie.
Through
yeah.
the movie. Yeah.
I love. God, do you remember how fucking fun that? Like, you know, like.
Oh man, the reveal of Michael Keaton as the Vulture being his date's dad is like one of the best.
But my favorite moment in any MCU movie.
My hands down. The car trip to the prom is like
just
impeccable.
Such a brilliantly filmed.
That's still like top 2 MCU movies for me.
But then they do so many crowd pleasing moments too. Like, you know, the big. Celebration at the end where he gets offered to become an Avenger and he
awesome.
Turns it down like
the best scene still for me in that movie is when he's like caught under all of the debris and he's like crying
he's
like, you go like, fuck, this guy's a kid. Like, I never got that with any live action iteration.
Like, they've never done an emotional moment with any other character in that entire universe. Right? Like, there's no crying. Like, there's no, like, moment of, like, being defeated. I guess
maybe Star-Lord, when he's like, you killed my mom.
No, that's been so
but
stupid.
But that's, like, corny because he's Pac-Man.
And he's like, pew, pew, pew. Yeah, totally, yeah.
Yeah, but no, you're right. There hasn't been, like...
Many... Also, the reveal that he killed his mom is so, like, you know, I had to put cancer in her body and, gee, I feel bad about it. Like, it's just so
Why
dumb.
Did he do that? Because he fucked her. His semen was, like, cancerous?
I can't... No. He gives her cancer so she dies. Cause
oh, really?
He doesn't... I don't know. Yeah, it's something... I swear there's a line, he's like, gee, I felt bad when I had to kill her.
I thought it's because, like, he was like a spaceman, like it was inevitable that his nut would turn her into
No, it's something like that.
Man, I don't know what's worse, mine or that, the version that... yeah, you're right, it is kind of like the quietest emotional moment, isn't it?
And like, yeah, I mean, there's no moment of... I see what you mean now with like building character depth for someone like Shang-Chi. Like...
That was, yeah, Peter's first film.
There's no... Was it for after Civil War.
Yeah, and even then, it was, like, an amazing intro. I mean, obviously... Like,
honestly, they do more for Spider-Man in Civil War, for his character, than they do for the entire Shang-Chi, for Shang-Chi's character.
100%. We learn everything about him. We see, like, his apartment block. We see, like, his home life.
Okay, how much of that comes from the fact
inherited
that
knowledge
exactly of Spider-Man?
Everything, but...
Whereas I feel like maybe with Shang-Chi, they had to play it so safe. But I feel like you could have...
Oh man, you could have done
even
so
made,
much
made
more.
His character more complex. Like,
he was like, and I don't know if it's because Simu Liu's not like a great actor.
No,
he
he's
seemed
a fine
good.
Actor, I'm sure.
Yeah, he seemed good. It's just like the character did nothing. He was kind of just like quipping about parking cars, quipping about, you know, not having a girlfriend, and quipping about like it was just like he never got like angry or sad. Like, it was just he was
it's
just
funny.
Like
Spider-Man always gets a love interest. Maybe is that one of the like. you need to have sex and like a lot of romance to be like a part of these heroes' lives to make them relatable, maybe.
Well, I guess in like the classic Spider-Man thing is like, you know, he wears a mask so people that are close to him don't get hurt. And yeah, that's yeah. like his biggest like thing after losing Ben and stuff. But yeah, I don't know. We did get so much. I wonder how much is inherited. I mean, he is like the most famous superhero. He's up there with Superman.
Batman, yeah.
Batman.
They're like, in the top three.
Yeah, fuck. I am so amped for it, man. I it feels earned, especially because it's like my mom saw the other trailer the other day. We're talking, they saw Bond, my parents, and chatting about it. And she's like, oh, I can't believe there's like another Spider-Man. She's like, Tobey Maguire is like who I think of when I think Spider-Man. And she's like, remakes are just, oh, it's getting, and I'm like, hey, guess what? I'm like, you're in for a surprise. I'm like, this movie actually addresses those other, I tried explaining multiverse to her on a phone call. She wasn't impressed. I think, but she was like happy to know that like other things aren't erased, like that
sure.
is,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
which is another thing. And I guess we're talking about like the nature of like Bond and how it's like never really references things before it until this series. I don't know, but it is kind of interesting to have like something that's like, no, nah, those ones, you know, are like a form of canon now.
Yeah.
And I wonder what's going to happen. Like, are they going to just be like, fuck, Hugh Jackman's Wolverine. Like there's no two ifs or buts. Like, yeah, he's Wolverine again. I mean, I don't think they're going to do that. But do you think we're going to get more versions of that now?
No, I think they'll recast all of the X-Men.
All I want is Kelsey Grammer.
As Beast.
In Beast.
That'd be great.
I mean, it's like, who else is Professor X? Like, Patrick Stewart's Professor X. The other guy isn't.
No, but like, get someone new. I'm sure they can find someone new. That'd be amazing. It doesn't need to be an enormous
But he
name
looks like either. Patrick Stewart.
Like, yeah, sure. So, the plot of No Way Home. We have Spidey, like, you know, saying like I need to
protect like, you. I've only had 1 week of my life that was normal, and it was the week you knew that I was Spider-Man. So it's like,
yeah,
he's like,
but then everyone finds out. So now he needs to make a spell so everyone unlearns that knowledge.
So he goes to Stiffy Strange,
and so something fucks up with the spell. And
well,
then,
yeah, in that last trailer we saw him, Stephen Strange is like, no one will remember he's Peter Parker, and then he butts in and he's like, oh, but I want Aunt May to know, and I want Ned, and I also want MJ to know.
And Happy. Yeah.
And Happy. And then he's like, no, I think like his butting in fucks it up.
Right. Okay, sure. So something...
Because it looks like everyone still knows he's Spider-Man because MJ and Ned are with him.
Oh, right. Yeah,
like,
true. And,
but maybe not. Maybe not, they think he's not Spider-Man.
So then we have something fucking up, and then these enemies from other Spider-Man universes coming to the MCU. And
where or not they're the versions from those films or like variants, we still don't know.
So he has a few altercations with him, and then I reckon he's going to get to know Otto and they're going to confide in each other, and he's going to learn stuff about him.
How can they work together to like send each other everyone home?
Dick pics.
Yeah, send each other dick pics.
And then Strange is like, we need to get rid of all these guys and send them back to their universe before our one implodes.
Yeah.
And then Spidey's like, but they all died because of fighting me in their universes.
Yeah.
I can't let them go.
Because
that's
what he says, doesn't he? He's like, I'm sorry. And then he's like, no, I'm sorry.
And
he
so,
takes,
yeah,
like, some box
Strange has
something.
Some weird magic box. It's just got a rabbit in it.
Oh, it's a dick in the popcorn.
It's a dick in a box. And then, yeah, he steals it. And I guess he's going to fight Strange at one point. But I think that the moment that they show immediately after the trailer where he, like, where Strange like punches the self-conscious or whatever out of Peter. What's it called? The
I don't know. It's some other
the Strange zone.
Yeah.
That happens much earlier in the movie, I reckon.
Yeah. The ghost zone, the Casper zone.
Do you reckon he's gonna have a big fight with Strange?
I reckon they'll have one in like the mirror universe or whatever it's called, where like they can't harm people, and that's why you see him on like a train and stuff fighting.
And I reckon he like convinces Strange to let him let him save everybody.
For sure. It's gonna be like a friendly fight. It'll last no more than like 2-3 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, and I reckon, like, I think that we've only seen stuff from the first two-thirds or even half of the movie. I reckon there's going to be some crazy shit happening in the
And there's been website. A lot of talk on the film sections of your favorite websites saying that several of the shots already look doctored with erasing maybe characters that are supposed to be in shot. We do know that Marvel and I guess Sony too are like, you know, now maybe editing trailers to purposely mislead people. Remember Hulkbuster was never in the final, you know, the Infinity War stuff, and how they purposely put like misleading shots in trailers.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's like a shot of Lizard like punching someone who's not there in that like money shot where everyone's jumping together. A perfect place for an Andrew Garfield or a Tobey Maguire, perhaps.
I think those shots are doctored, though. They look like, they, as in, like, some people on Twitter that have been sharing.
Oh, but I mean, in the trailer, you see him, like, jumping towards nothing. Oh, like, okay, his eyeline. Sure. No, people have, like, edited his head getting punched back. Yeah. But no, they're, like, they're jumping at nothing that's there.
Yeah.
Like, they're not all jumping at Tom Holland.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I kind of, like the idea of them coming without the Spider-Man, but I don't know. I feel like we've done.
Well, maybe the only
Spider-Man
way he can get them back is by bringing the Spider-Man in. I'm thinking that might be the. That could be the key if they're in it. Like, I'm still not sure at this point if they're in it or not.
What if they get brought in as like the big bads of this movie?
Yeah, that's what I think would be really interesting. And they're like, you've got to.
They have guns.
like Spider-Man like leveled up, kid.
These Spider-Mans fire guns.
Nobody dies. Not on my watch.
Yeah.
like, just unloads in Happy's head. man, I'm pumped. You know I'm a huge Spidey freak.
Everyone knows that about you.
Everyone says two things about it.
Man
of a Million
Voices
love Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Just pumped to get a Spider-Man movie. And it looks like, I don't know, negotiations with Sony and Marvel Studios aren't too crazy. We saw this week also the announcement of Spider-Man Freshman Year, a series.
Yeah, is it an animated one, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
An animated series, which I guess will fill in blanks between movies, maybe?
Speaking of blanks.
Shooting blanks. what happened to Disney Day? I don't know.
They announced a lot of...
Things we knew about.
Exactly. We saw logos for stuff that we already knew about.
We saw Obi-Wan sketches or something.
But yeah, it wasn't... Last year, I feel like we got announcements for like heaps of new Star Wars stuff we didn't know about. Heaps
and now none of
them
are
Marvel
happening.
Dude, what's going on there?
Yeah.
I mean, like, maybe we don't need a Patty Jenkins war.
Well, I was not excited from the announcement of Rogue One. I was... Rogue Squadron.
Yeah.
I was like, I just want something different.
Crazy that they made that featurette last year. It was so weird.
It was like her saying, like, my dad grew up in the military and I love planes. And so I'm making a Star Wars movie. And I was like, oh, I don't know, man. Like, I never read the book. So I have like no attachment to a Rogue Squadron. But also like, I just, Star Wars, a part of Star Wars is like shooting in space, you know, ships. Like,
yeah, sure.
I just found it very hard to get excited about the first theatrical movie post Skywalker saga being like just about that. Like,
oh man, if it was like an 80-minute like space dogfight movie, all the way in, like
but to me, it's still not further away from Star Wars what we've seen already. Like, I just really want something that looks and feels different to the last stuff we've gotten.
But then you have the news, the rumor that Rian Johnson's stuff has been scrapped too, huh?
Yeah, I mean, rumors, but also like. Probably was going to happen. I mean, we haven't heard anything for 5 years now.
Who else is Taika was going to
Taika has one still.
And then what's his name? Chloe.
I think that was just rumors. These are all rumors too.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
All we know, the only fact is that Patty Jenkins' movie has been taken off the schedule and needs more time to be developed.
Right. Okay. Sure.
That's all we know, like officially. But also today, Kathleen Kennedy signed on 3 more years in her position. So like, I'm fine with less movies, like keep them special and keep them like, short.
I think less Star Wars in general is means it makes it more special.
Totally. And I think, didn't even Bob Iger say that? He was like, less Star Wars is better. It makes it special. Like, Star Wars isn't an every time thing. It's
right,
like,
sure.
You dilute it. Like, you know, they're having so much success with TV at the moment. I'm glad to like take a breather from films.
But I'm like really not interested in like, what's the Rogue One adjacent series?
Andor?
Yeah.
I'm keen for that. Apparently, Ben Mendelsohn's in it. Okay, Andy Serkis is apparently cast in it, so...
I just want them to be like, hey, we're just giving billions of dollars to Japan to make a Visions short every week for the rest of our life.
That would be the dream. Yeah. But no, I'm into Andor. They've said it's like 3 seasons written and that'll be it, but who knows? But yeah, I'm curious for that.
Oh, I got the new Star Wars manga arrived at my house last week.
Oh, yeah?
I can't remember what it's called, but I haven't read it yet.
Oh, tight.
But it's in my house.
That's good. yeah, I'm fine with no Rogue Squadron if that is the case. Even if it's developed into a series. Maybe it is being married to that Rangers of the New Republic that had Gina or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe it'll be that. Who knows?
Yeah, but there wasn't much in the way of Marvel and the Star Wars news. There was lots of Marvel like logos for things that we knew existed.
Yeah, the She-Hulk logo is so funny now. It looks like some like Law and Order shit, but not in like a cool way.
Yeah, and then
Moon Knight.
Most of it was there was a few like little first glimpses at Moon Knight and things like that. But most
Ms.
of it
Marvel.
Was there was heaps of just like random Disney stuff.
Yeah, what else was there? There was like Marvel Zombies is becoming a series.
Yeah, I feel like we knew that, but maybe I can't remember.
What If Season 2 was announced.
Finally. We'll find out who ordered the calamari.
Yeah. Spider-Man Freshman Year is the thing I'm like pumped for. Like, I guess it's... We've Holland's likeness and stuff, I'm guessing.
Dude, if he's his voice, if they should lock him down for do voice work, that would be so good.
Like, I mean, you know, with Sony's, the movies are going to appear on Disney next year.
Yeah.
Like, I think they're fine for negotiations. I think they're just going to take
a movie. Especially now that Venom exists in the same universe, apparently.
So do you know what?
Possibly. No, I don't know it yet. But
so I'm seeing Venom in 2 days, so I will be able to confirm, but I know rumors. No, I've seen the post-credit scene.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's the worst kept secret.
Yeah. I can't believe it. So how long have I got to wait to see Venom 2?
I think it's like December here or fucking something. Hell. Or end of November. I'm seeing it end of November.
So
I don't know.
Dune, French Dispatch, and Venom are all coming out here in like a week. The same week as each other, I think.
Yeah. I'll have seen them all this week.
You'll probably see them all again too.
Yeah, I'll definitely see Dune again, like on a big screen.
So is that it for this episode of Hey Fam?
Oh man, the fucking Simpsons Disney Plus.
Oh dude. So yeah, that was another big, they were like, hey everyone, we did a Disney Plus short with the Simpsons. I think
3 minutes is 3 minutes too long. For
well, no, it's 6 minutes long, isn't
but
it?
But it's like 3 minutes of credits.
Oh, I wouldn't know. Lisa started singing and I was like, I can't do this.
Yeah, I just turned it off there as well.
She starts singing about how good a Disney streaming service is.
But not ironically. Or if it is, it's not landing.
It just oh my God, man. It was fucking painful.
I can't believe these morons still show up to do those voices.
But they're probably getting paid like more money than we'll
surely
ever see
they've
in
said
our
every
lives.
Word in the like English language.
They just type
at least
it out,
10
yeah.
times that AI can just have them talk now. Like, it was just nonsensical. Like, it was actually heinous. Like, Homer trying to get into a bar he always gets into. Like, that shouldn't be a problem. And then he gets in because Goofy shows up.
Yeah.
And, like, has a crush on Homer or something.
Well,
fucking hell.
Yeah, that was real.
Man,
real rough stuff.
Sucked. It felt like watching, like, the animation was, like, Newgrounds level, which is impressive. If you're, like, on your own computer at home in, like, 2003 making, like, Columbine games, but like it sucked.
It's
so
such
much.
A bummer because it's like oh, I swear, I'm glad that I've only shown the kids like the old episodes of The Simpsons. Not that they really have like an opinion on anything these days, but like at this early stage in their life, they just like whatever.
They just like Fortnite.
As long as it's not a movie, they're happy.
Is Tilly hate him now as well?
I don't know with my kids in movies. I thought we'd be watching a lot more of them at this stage in my life.
Yeah,
know?
Same here.
But hey, we do a lot of
I was going things. To the movies still twice a week.
We play shitloads of video games, so that rules.
Yeah.
Yeah. We made, Archie had a, went as Charlie Bucket to his book week parade this week. And Tilly's gotten really into drawing. She's doing like nightmarish 5-year-old renditions of
like known entities.
She did one of Isabel from Animal Crossing at daycare the other
oh,
day.
Oh, wow. Wild.
It's so cool. Shit. Yeah. It's very sick. Anyway, this episode of Hey Fam is over, but you know what? Another episode is around the corner and you get to go hear it if you go to patreon.com/heyfam. Last week we said we were going to review Speed Racer. I don't know why I wanted to
Ghost
say Ghost Rider. Speed Racer. But
we ended up talking about the goddamn freaking
Eternals
for, Kingo
for
and
two
crew.
Hours. So what? Like one, if you want to hear another hour of us talking about Eternals last week, head to patreon.com/heyfam because all of the older episodes are there. Plus the new episode that we're about to record right now, which is going to be all about Speed Racer as we continue our Wachowski pod, where we watch all of the Wachowskis movies in the lead up to The Matrix 4 coming out.
We're back, baby. Well, we're back, baby.
That's crazy. That I forgot that movie was coming out. It is.
Yeah, fuck.
We've been
too busy sucking off Spider-Man to remember.
Yeah. Look, there have been a few negative episodes of the Wachowski pod in a row. We didn't love V for Vendetta. We did not like Matrix 3 or Matrix 2. But we both like absolutely adored Speed Racer. So if it's a movie that you love or a movie that you have
you
never
don't
seen
love.
And mm-hmm. want to hear us talk about in very, very positive thoughts, so maybe you can watch it yourself, head over to patreon.com/heyfam. You get an extra episode of Hey Fam every single week. And you also get access to our Discord community where you can talk about things like the Spider-Man trailer live with hundreds of other lovely people.
We're the only podcast, I think, who's like spoken about the trailer also.
Yeah, no one else will ever.
No.
Yeah. So
there definitely won't be YouTube videos of guys screaming about all the Easter eggs.
With like, yeah, like thumbnails of like arrows pointing yeah. to like...
Well, this is...
Anyway, thanks for listening. Come find us over at patreon.com/heyfam and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Oh, it's too dark. I can't see where
I'm
the stop
it.
Sign is. No, I can't stop the... Like where's the stop button?
I love
button?
How dark it is.
Which is the stop button? Here it is.
Hey! Bam! 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 Bam!